And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Romans chapter 8 verse 17.
The Christian has set before him the most noble ambition possible. God is calling from the world a people for his name. Before these he sets the loftiest ambition. These are invited to become joint heirs with Jesus Christ our Lord. This is an ambition which inspires them to develop all the higher qualities of mind and character, in order to prepare themselves for the society, friendship, and fellowship of the Heavenly Father and the Lord. Let us have this high ambition ever before us, as an incentive to the most earnest endeavor to heed the word of the Lord. The bride is to make herself ready. Revelation 19:7. So these should seek to get ready themselves and to help others of the dear family of God. Reprint 51:85. The text again.
And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Romans chapter 8 verse 17.